Hi, I'm Marie Keating, and this is Free Enterprise in 3 minutes. In this 199th episode, we're going to look at the role of Americans as business owners. Now, in a piece I wrote not too long ago, I asked the following question in essence. How many people who attack American businesses actually rank as owners of American businesses? Well, without thinking about it or realizing it. Of course, there are people who are business owners and understand this quite clearly. Consider, for example, that according to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, people who identify themselves as self-employed being their primary occupation, that is, in effect, being full-time entrepreneurs who own and operate their own businesses, that tallied up to 16.8 million individuals in July 2023. But business ownership doesn't stop there. Individuals who purchase shares of stock in publicly traded companies also are owners in those companies, though without participating in the direct day-to-day operations of the business, but they're owners nonetheless. According to a Gallup survey that was released in May 2023, 61% of Americans, or about 160 million, reported that they owned stock. That was the highest percentage since 2008. Gallup noted, quote, stock ownership averaged 62% between 2001 and 2008, but it fell after the 2007-2009 recession and remained at a reduced level until this year, close quote. But U.S. stock ownership generally has been recovering since 2016, when it registered 52%. As for stock ownership among subgroups, there really are few surprises, with higher stock ownership correlating with higher incomes, with being employed, and with being married. Whether fully realizing it or not, the U.S. is a nation of capitalists. This data should serve as a powerful reminder that when many Americans vote for politicians who actively undermine private investment and business via, for example, misguided and costly tax, regulatory, and protectionist trade policies, their votes are working directly against their own interests, not to mention against economic income and employment growth in general. Thanks for listening. By the way, please pick up the paperback or Kindle editions of my weekly Economist books and perhaps buy copies for others in your life, especially high school and college students. Like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics and on Twitter at Free Enterprise 7. And please subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. Take care and hey, think more like an economist.